This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Write it down. Another prediction comes true. How many of my predictions have come true over the years?
So you all have one here?
I all
have to
of
add
them?
This?
Yeah.
So one.
Yeah.
One prediction now.
Make a lot of predictions.
No, that's actually not really our game. It's really a Glenn game.
That's more a Glenn Beckian thing.
No one is more impressed about his predictions than Glenn Beck. I guess we make predictions occasionally.
Occasionally.
But I don't make
it. We did predict the wall wouldn't be built.
That's true. And
we did predict that.
When we make predictions like that, what do?
We put our money where our mouth is.
Our
mouth, actually. So
95% of the wall needs to be built.
Yeah.
Someone said that we said 90 at one point, which I wouldn't say is completely impossible, though I don't remember it.
Huh.
So if someone can dig that up, I mean, you know, we'll stand by whatever we said. I know.
Yes,
that,
we will.
90%
of the
wall. I mean,
it'll be easily found.
Being built. And by the way, some people are trying to scam us on this one.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't get credit for the part of the wall that's already built.
No.
90% of what's not built needs to be built.
Right, thank you. Yes.
I mean, again, wall, not, we built a virtual fence. No, wall. Big, physical, beautiful wall.
With a big, beautiful door in it.
Yes.
So people can come legally.
His promise.
Uh-huh.
If he does his promise.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? We took him literally. not seriously. Well, both. Seriously and literally.
Yes.
On this one. So he needs to actually live up to it. But, you know, that's a high standard of underwear. You know, as you'd assume, we'd make that a little bit difficult for him to actually achieve. But
I don't mind that. I mean,
no,
come on. There should be a high degree of difficulty here. He was the one that made the promise. We're just the ones who don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's all.
But one of my predictions, one of my thoughts has always been, I don't know if it's a prediction, but enforce the freaking law. Okay? We don't even need new immigration laws. We already have laws in place. We just ignore them. Enforce the law. Secure the border. And then you do something about those who are here. You take away incentives to be here. And it works every single time. We were just talking about this a minute ago. It started in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, where they enforced the law. And natural deportation happened. Self-deportation happened.
Yeah.
They went to other cities where they were more friendly to them. They went to other states. Or they went home. But if you went on a national basis and you said, look, we're serious about immigration. We want you to come, but we want you to come legally. So if you're not coming legally, I'm sorry.
Don't come.
We're not going to be welcoming to those who break our laws, and that's the first act they do in our country. Sorry. In fact, I'm not sorry, because every country in the world defends their borders except us. Everybody does it. So now the story is just on the threat, because Trump hasn't done anything yet, but he talked tough on immigration. Just that has helped. Illegal border crossings, according to Customs and Border Protection, are plummeting. They actually use the word plummeting. It's a 40% drop in illegal crossings from January to February. That's an amazing statistic. 40% already, and we haven't even taken a step yet. We haven't even done anything yet.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess you give, because, I mean, Trump hasn't actually done anything.
I think you give Trump credit for at least talking tough on it.
Does the tough talk? The question I would have here, because I
shows
think
we're
tough,
serious, right?
Right. I think the tough talk works for a time.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
If you don't actually, I mean, you know, you're keeping DACA in, you know, he hasn't done.
Shh, don't tell them that.
Well, I mean, he's.
Shh, Maybe they haven't heard it yet.
Okay. DACA has been repealed, and I think the tough talk works. The question is, does it work long term?
It won't. I mean, they'll have to see us backing something up. You know, we got to back up our word. But right now, it's helping.
If you're an illegal immigrant, you've been looking at coming to America. It's been like Eddie Murphy. It's been a
coming
excellent
to America.
That's good. It had its moments.
Movie.
It had its moments. If you're thinking about coming to America and you realize that we treat it like a speeding ticket or less for multiple decades, and now you think like, well, if I come now, I can get in because they haven't done anything yet. But in 6 months, they might start really enforcing this, and then I'm screwed.
We're tougher on speeding tickets than
we are on
immigration.
As you would know.
I've paid many, many fines.
You have hundreds of them.
Thousands of dollars in fines for my speeding tickets. They're not paying anything.
Right.
There's no penalties for breaking in illegally. And as long as they see that and they understand that and that's how we treat it, they're going to keep doing it. Of course. So just the tough talk has helped the situation. The border agency called the drop unprecedented. So that's great. I mean, I'm going to give Trump all the credit for that because he's the only person in the campaign, really, that talked anywhere near tough on immigration. And until we get serious
the
on
primary?
It.
The primary? I mean, I think there was plenty of people who took it seriously in the primary.
I don't know that anybody else was really talking about it as their major issue. He's the one who sort of adopted it. I think he fell into it, but he did adopt it.
He absolutely fell into it. And that we proved a long time ago. When you look at his in announcement speech, he barely talked about it at all. It was the only thing he said about immigration in that speech was the rapist
thing. And it was way into it. He didn't lead
it. Yeah, it was like his 60th issue we talked about.
Yeah.
And in the thing, he's like, they're sending us a rapist and stuff. So, by the way, and then so the media's like, rapist. And then he just adopted it as his issue. I mean, how this happened.
I honestly believe that because he's never been this way on immigration.
We've never been this way
before.
But
they forced his back up against the wall, and so he fought for that point, even though I don't know if he believes it.
Yeah, I think he may have believed it at some level, but I think he thought it was appealing to the base.
Yeah.
And if he backed off on it, he'd look like he was backing off on his first major speech. So he just said, screw it, I'm just going to go with it.
And then he turned it
into belief.
And it worked.
Oh, absolutely. Make no mistake, he knows how to play the crowd. So when the crowd was there, man, he grabbed on.
You bet.
But the crowd didn't respond to that at the speech. It wasn't until after the media reacted multiple days later that it became a big talking point for him. I mean, that's a fascinating point of that campaign. You know, they write these books after each campaign. Mark Halperin writes them sometimes, McKay Coppins. That moment, I hope they put some focus on that because it really is interesting that it was not his issue. Now, trade with China was a big issue in that speech. And he did mention Mexico when it was talking about trade, but he was not talking about illegal immigration other than that really quick, brief moment. It's something like, I can't remember what it was. It was something like 40 words or of a, 2,000-word speech or something. We actually worked out, because he just didn't care. Mm-hmm. It was not a big issue. It was a throwaway line that just got picked up by the media that made him talk about that. However, you're right. It became a big moment. While other people talked about it, they talked about it it wasn't as big a percentage or certainly as much as the coverage. You know, Trump got all the coverage on that issue. People like Cruz were saying, wait a minute, I have been fighting for this for a long time. Rubio was a guy who was Gang of Eight style. He was the type of guy that people were saying, well, wait a minute, he might do something like DACA. Well, now you have Trump and he's keeping it. I mean, he's doing the thing that you thought would be the thing you'd be scared of out of a Rubio presidency, and Trump's actually doing it.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline, 1-800-913-4653.